我哋今日嘅所读嘅经文系《哥林多后书》第四章第三到第六节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 to 6.
我哋先用中文一齐嚟读，然后用英文一齐嚟读。
We will first read this in together in Chinese and then in English.
哥林多后书第四章第三节。如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就算蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，只等不信之人被写世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们原不住存自己，乃住存基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣作你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，要我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
愿神祝福读嘅咪听佢话语嘅人。
God bless the reader and hearing of His word.
田长朗牧师今日传讲嘅信息嘅题目系引人入胜的消息及美丽。
Pastor Wilson Chang's message today is spectacular news and beauty.
Good morning.
各位早晨。
I'd like to share with you a passage that might explain why Covenant Grace Presbyterian Church exists.
我想同你哋分享一段经文，就解释到点解恩约堂嘅出现。
And for many of you who are familiar with my style of preaching, I'm usually not. I don't necessarily exposit verses in detail.
咁如果你熟悉我嘅时候，你知道我唔系好中意将一节嘅圣经咧系好仔细咁样去分析。
But because I have already preached through 2 Corinthians many years ago, I'm going to drill down and give you a little bit more on particulars in 2 Corinthians 4, 3 to 6.
咁喺几年前我已经去用哥林多后书去讲道讲过晒，咁但系今日咧，我想特别嘅去。解释第三至到第四、第六节，详细啲。
You know, the very reason Covenant of Grace Presbyterian Church exists is because the gospel creates its own unique form of jubilation.
点解恩约堂出现呢？就系神嘅福音系特别嘅，有佢嗰种嘅庆典。
And the reason that so is, first and foremost, the gospel is spectacular news.
点解呢？首先系因为呢个福音系一个好特别、好好嘅消息。
Something has happened that's newsworthy.
有啲嘢去发生系值得系一个好消息。
Something has happened in a place and a time.
系有一啲嘢喺某个特定嘅时间、空间里边发生。
And that's something we had no hand in.
嗰样嘢咧，我哋冇喺参与喺入边。
We didn't cause it. We didn't shape it.
我哋并冇使佢发生，我哋并冇塑造佢嘅发生。
But it was God who simply single-handedly acted and saved His people.
系神单单系佢自己嘅行动去拯救子民，佢嘅子民。
That's God's plan of redemption in the fullness of time. God broke into his history.
是在这个满足的时候，神去进入到这个史，历史的里面。
And he did that in the virgin conceived God-man, Jesus the Christ.
是藉着这个神人耶稣基督，是藉着童女所生。
Jesus lived the perfect, lived the perfection his people lacked.
耶稣基督过着一个完美的生活，是他的子民是过，不能够做到的。
You and I fail. We fail in trusting and obeying the Lord.
我们并不能够去相信和顺服主。
And he suffered the punishment that we deserve.
他负上，他要承担那个惩罚是我们配得的。
And because Jesus was innocent and perfect and obeyed God perfectly for us, he rose from the dead with indestructible life, and we, by faith, share in that spectacular news.
因为他是无罪的，所以他从死里面去复活，他有一个完全的生命，是我们都可以，我们相信他的人能够一起分享这个生命，是直接相信这个福音。
God pours out his Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, which he now dwells in his people so that we can enjoy this spectacular news.
他倾倒，将这个圣灵倾倒在他的子民的身上，以致这个他的子民能够享受，也都是藉着这个好的消息。
And we're told in the Holy Scriptures that he's coming again to complete the redemption of this world, where his people will live in overflowing joy forever.
同埋呢个圣经都讲到，佢会再嚟，佢嘅子民能够系过住一个永远有喜乐嘅生活。
But we live in the already but not yet dimension.
但系我哋系活喺一个已经嚟咗，但系又未嚟到嘅时间嘅里边。
And because we live in a fallen world that has gone against its maker, you might not feel very joyous today.
但因为我们活在一个堕落的世界里面，所以你今天可能不会感受到那种的喜乐。
And that's why on our so-called birth date of Covenant Presbyterian, Covenant of Grace Presbyterian Church, let me show you why this is spectacular news.
所以今日喺我哋音乐堂嘅堂庆嘅日子嘅里边，让我同你分享下点解呢个系一个咁好嘅消息。
You know God's redemptive plan. He didn't consult us. He didn't consult anyone. He didn't need to.
神喺救赎嘅计划里边，佢并冇征询我哋嘅意见或者寻求我哋嘅协助。
He just suddenly, unstoppably, unilaterally decreed divine action and came.
佢系某一个时间特定嘅时间，佢突然嘅，佢单方面嘅行动，藉住佢嘅圣灵嘅带领，去喺历史里边去作出呢个行动。
And according to the scriptures, according to the Bible, that's glorious news.
根据圣经所讲，呢个系一个荣耀嘅消息。
Because God's good news is as wide as the universe.
因为佢嘅好消息就好似一个宇宙咁广阔。
It's news establishing an eternal kingdom.
呢个消息去建立咗呢个永恒嘅国度。
God's good news is of such global relevance that it's for every people, tongue, tribe, and nation.
神嘅好消息系关乎万民，每一个族、每一个方言、每一个国家嘅人。
And what I'm going to say next is the theme of this message. It's news of such great joy that it must be preached and sung. It must be.
因为这个消息是有咁大关乎咁大的喜乐，所以它是一定要被宣讲和被歌唱。
Yes, we had a pandemic and we still are.In the tail end of a pandemic.
没错，我们仍然在这个疫情的里面，可能去到个尾声。
But this spectacular news that God's people are called to proclaim and preach and sing must, let me repeat, must be done.
但这个好消息是一定要被宣讲、被歌唱、被歌颂，一定要这样做。
And that means it's inadequate to sing in front of a screen, a computer screen.
所以只是单单在这个电脑的荧光幕前面去歌唱是不足够。
Yes, we are to be good citizens and try to lower the risk of a spread of a pandemic.
没错，我们要尽这个公民的本分，我们要尽量去减低这个疫情的扩散。
And yes, we will do our part to try to keep things safe.
我们要尽我们的本分能够做到的，要去保持安全。
But with that being said, we must preach and sing.
但我们也都要一定要宣讲和去歌唱这个好消息。
And if I might add, in person.
所以我们要去面对面的去再次去聚集。
Now let me address for a moment the modern day objection, because we live in a day and age where people say, hey,You know, that's nice. You think the supernatural broke into history. That's nice. I don't believe that.
咁在现代里面，很多人会说啊，这个超自然的神进入到人的当中是好的一件事，但是我不相信。
And in our scientific age, people say that miracles, supernatural events can't happen.
而在一个科学的年代，啲人都说奇迹是不可能发生。
They say that there has to be an explanation because, as the world tells us, this physical realm is all there is.
而这些人会说在这个物质的世界里面就是这么多的东西，那这些这么超自然的一定是有方法可以解释的。
If you've tried to proclaim in this world, proclaim the good news, the spectacular news, you know that skeptics will say,Leave that supernatural intervention at home.
如果你尝试去宣讲这个超自然的这个好消息的时候，那些好怀疑的人，他说你这个这样的超自然的好消息，你留回给你自己吧。
What's good for you personally is fine, but don't bring that here in the public discourse.
他说你信什么都好，但是不要将这些东西带到来这个这个公众的场合，这个对话的当中。
Now, certainly Christians and the Bible can't prove the existence of God.
没错，这个圣经和基督徒都不能够去证实神的存在。
Christians, you and I cannot prove the miraculous intervention of the living God.
你和我都不能够去证明神迹的介入到历史的当中。
But with all due respect, skeptics cannot prove either that there is no God and no spiritual realm.
但那些好怀疑的人亦都不能够证实到神不存在，或者是这个属灵的世界不存在。
And for over 2,000 years, the church has shown over and over again, that the truth of Christianity cannot just simply be taught or lectured or analyzed or explored.
咁如果超过2000年，这个教会都证实咗一次又一次证实嘅，基督教唔能够净系单单去被教导啊，喺呢个课堂里边去教导去否释或者去解释。
It cannot be just discussed, debated, and shared.
不能够只是讨论基督教去辩论基督教或者是分享基督教。
I'll have to say this again. It must be proclaimed. It must be heralded.
而是一定要被宣讲。
It must be preached.
一定要去传道这样传出去。
And that's the reason why we exist today.
所以我们今天存在在这里。
It's to herald. The church is to herald, proclaim this spectacular news that God has revealed to us by his word and spirit.
就是我们的存在就是要去宣讲神的话语，神给我们藉着圣灵给我们的好消息。
And that's the very reason we celebrate in a small way of our so-called birth date of this church.
所以我们今天我们来庆祝我们的堂庆。
Now I'd like to, I know some of you disagree, but I'd like to see I view the church as starting in 1996, not 2006.
咁咧，我中意咧去讲我哋教会咧系由1996年就开始出现，唔系二零。
Kudos to you all who were present back then, because I remember when I came on board in 1997, part time when I was flying back and forth from California. I remember as you guys, I was told by Pastor David Wong.You labored to try to prepare this storefront on Queens Boulevard.
我记得1997年我由加州去飞翻嚟呢度嘅时候咧，黄牧师就讲我听，你哋嘅当中一啲人咧去预备去成立呢个教会喺大道嘅一个地方去开呢个教会。
And all the hardships that you tried to get that place prepared, and then it kind of fell through, or the landlord something happened to the landlord and it didn't work.
咁有啲嘢发生，或者系一个当时嗰、那个业主有啲咩嘅问题，咁所以咧唔能够去成事。
And you probably remember the it was the card reader that was upstairs or next door the wizard
啊，咁可能系好似有啲人喺楼上嘅吓，佢哋唔中意或者系告状。
Again, we can laugh and chuckle at all the hardships that were before, but kudos to you.Who were on the original sent team that came to plant a new church.
咁你睇翻当时所面对嘅困难，你可能会一笑置之。但系咧，真系好感谢当时嘅开始呢个教会嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋嘅努力。
But my friends, the proclaiming must continue. It must continue.
但系我哋呢个宣讲呢个好消息，一定要去继续去宣讲。
And for the very reason, the proclaiming creates spirit-filled servants of the Word of God.
而这个宣讲就产生到那些被圣灵充满的神的仆人。
And those who proclaim take a portion of the good news, if you will, in their hands and lift it up before people to hear and to see.
而那些宣讲的人将神的好消息的一部分就去高举去俾其他人去睇到同埋听到
，because the gospel, the good news, is so sweet and so spectacular that those who preach it dare not and cannot just merely explain it.
因为呢个福音系咁美好、咁伟大，所以去宣讲嘅人唔可以单单嘅去解释或者去说明佢。
They must revel.And rejoice over it because it truly is spectacular news.
他们一定会在这个福音里面去享受去喜乐，因为这个福音是实在太美好。
And this triumphant elation is preaching.
而一个好像一个胜利的去高举这个福音就是宣讲。
And as many of you already know, when it happens,People sing. People sing from the inside out. They really sing to the Lord.
当我们是这样宣讲这个福音的时候，神的子民就会在从心里面去唱出来。
And they sing not just any song. They sing praises to the name of Jesus and to the living God.
他们不是唱什么的歌，他们唱的是耶稣基督的名，是赞美这个永生的神。
And they express in song their adoration, their marvel at God's supremacy for this great act of redemption.
而在他们的诗歌里面去表露到他们向神的爱慕、向神的倾慕，同埋睇到神有几咁伟大在他的福音救赎的计划里面。
And so my question to you this morning is this, are you doing that? Are you responding in praise and adoration to the good news, to the spectacular news.
我今日要问你嘅就系你系咪咁样做咧？你唔系用呢个爱慕呢个倾慕去回应神嗰个咁好嘅消息
？Preach and sing, preach and sing.
宣讲同埋歌唱。
That's been happening for over 2,000 years. And if you take into account the Old Testament perspective, in anticipation of the Messiah, they've been singing the Psalms. The Psalms are songs, right? And poems. They were singing praises to the Lord in anticipation of the Messiah.
过去 2,000 多年已经是这样发生。如果你包括旧约的时代的时候，他们用诗歌去期待他们的弥赛亚再来。
And why all this exaltation and excitement?
点解咁多嘅赞美，咁多嘅兴奋嘅事呢
？It's for the simple reason, Christianity is not first a philosophy, it's not a theology, it's not a moral code, it's not first a pattern of devotion, it is news.
点解呢？因为基督教并唔系只系开始系一个一个神学并不是一个只是一个道德的标准，不是只是一个行为的模式，而是首先是一个好消息。
Let me show you a very familiar verse. This is on slide 2, Luke 10, 10 and 11. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you what? Good news of great joy that you will be.That will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
路加福音二章十至到十一节，佢话那天使对他们说：不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜嘅信息系关乎万民嘅，因为今天在大卫嘅城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
You know, no other religion is created and sustained by news. Did you know that?
你有没有留意没有其他的宗教是藉着一个消息一个新闻去发生或者是维系
Single-handedly, God has acted to save sinners like us.
神单方面的去拯救我们这些罪人。
And if you trust in his person and work, if you treasure him, it is all yours. This good news is all yours.
如果你相信他你宝贵他这个好消息的时候，这个好消息就是给你。
And all other religions are summed up in this. Do your best for God.
世界上其他的宗教，他们总括起来，他们都说，你为了神是尽量做到最好了。
All the religions say, name your prophet, pray your prayers, give your alms.
他们都说，哦，去数算你那些的先知，去做你的祈祷，去做你的捐献。
All other religions say, keep your fast, make your pilgrimage.
他们又叫你要禁食，要去朝圣。
And God may look with favor on you.
或者会神会去看得起你的。
That is not, repeat, not good news.
这些并不是好消息。
In fact, it's not true.
并且他们所说的都不是真的。
Therefore, as you'll see on slide 3, only in Christianity is there this strange and simple thing you see all around you. And we've seen it again and again and again. Preach and sing. Preach and sing.
所以单单只是在基督教里面，我们是看到我们只是要宣讲和去歌唱。
We preach and sing to respond to God's good news.
我们去宣讲，我们的歌唱是回应神的好消息。
That's why we exist. That's what we do as a church.
所以我们的教会就是这样存在，我们教会所做的就是这些。
Now, many of you might say, well, why? Why do Christians preach and sing?
很多人会问，为什么基督徒要去宣讲和歌唱呢？
Why does Christianity do this all over the world, preach and sing?
点解世界上嘅基督徒佢哋都系咁样做咧？宣讲同埋歌唱。
Why have we been doing it for 25 years？
点解过去25年我哋嘅教会都系咁样做咧
？Listen carefully. It's because we believe that the greatest good of the good news is God's gift of the beauty of God himself in Jesus.
我哋点解咁样做？因为我哋相信喺神嘅好消息里面，就系神嘅礼物，就系藉住耶稣基督将佢嘅美善去带俾我。
The greatest good in the good, right? The good news, right? Gospel equates good news, right? Is good news. The greatest good of the good news is the beauty of God himself in the person of Jesus.
这个好消息里面最好的一样东西就是神的礼物，就是神自己的荣美在耶稣基督的里面。
That's why Luke pens the good news of great joy.
所以路加他说这个 好消息，这个福音是一个大喜乐的消息。
Because it's a satisfying joy. It's a joy of seeing, savoring the beauty of God himself in Jesus Christ.
这个大喜的信息是使得人们满足的喜乐，是让我们去品尝神的美善，是在耶稣基督的里面。
That's why we sing songs, that Jesus is our all in all.
所以我们唱歌，我们说耶稣就是我们的所有。
That's why we sing songs of who Jesus is and what he has done for us.
所以我们唱的歌就是关乎耶稣基督是哪一个，和为我们所做的事。
That's why we sing to praise the Lord, praise God the Father for sending Jesus the Son.
所以我们赞美神，这个父神去差派他的儿子耶稣基督来到我们那里。
That's why we rejoice and sing over the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, who's been given to the believer, to dwell in the believer.
我们歌唱神将这个圣灵，这个保卫师去差派来到人的当中，是在信他的人的当中。
That's why we do what we do.
所以我们做我们所做的事。
You lift the name of Jesus on high, you exalt his name.
我们将耶稣基督的名去高举，去赞美他的名。
And you can't really do that by singing to a computer screen.
所以我们只是向着这个电脑的荧光幕去唱歌的时候，我们并不能够这样做。
In fact, and I'll explain this in a couple of weeks as I expound Ephesians 5, you have to assemble. I think the letters to the Corinthians and also other places in the Bible like Ephesians 5, you have to assemble. You're the ecclesia, you're the church.
所以未来几个礼拜我讲到以弗所书第五章的时候，我们是需要一同的聚集聚会。
The greatest good of the good news is God's gift of the beauty of God himself. The beauty of God himself in Jesus Christ.
这个好消息最好的一样东西就是神在耶稣基督里面将神的荣美去做礼物给我们。
And the scriptures make it absolutely clear, that's for your everlasting enjoyment.
圣经告诉我们，这个就是为了我们有永恒的喜乐而做的。
Now I hope you see, and I hope I drill down to show you, that the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4 is saying this is the biblical way to view good news.
根据保罗所讲在哥林多后书第四章里面，这个就是用合乎圣经去怎样看这个好消息。
But I know many of you are probably thinking to yourself this, what difference? What difference would it make for you, for me, to view the good news in this way?
咁可能你问啦，咁对于我嚟讲，我哋咁样去睇呢个好消息有咩分别呢？
Well, that's why we have to drill down and look carefully at 2 Corinthians 4, especially verses 3 and 4.
所以我哋要特别嘅去仔细睇下哥林多后书四章嘅三到四节。
As we read before, Paul writes, verse 3, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Verse 4, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
第三节他说，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
Now the false god of this age is Satan, the fallen angel who has blinded the minds of unbelievers.
这个世界的假神撒旦，这个堕落的天使，去使到人的心是黑眼，是使到那些未信的人的心黑眼。
Those who don't believe can't see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
那些不信的人，他们看不到耶稣基督荣耀的福音，是直接是神的形象。
Now focus with me on the middle of verse 4.
那让我们去集中去看看第四节的中间。
Do you see the phrase, the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ?
那里讲基督荣耀福音的光。
Of course, many of you know already that gospel means good news.
那我们都知道这个福音就是指这个好消息。
So this links the text with our theme of the message, that at the heart of Christianity is spectacular news.
那这个经文就是联系到我们的主题，这个基督教的核心，这个中心就是消息，一个新闻消息。
And so if that is so, let's then read the phrase like this, the middle verse 4, the light of the good news of the what? Glory of Christ.
那我们所以我们换句话讲，就可以用这个说话改成为基督荣耀好消息的光。
Now next notice how the Apostle Paul defines the content of the good news.
咁跟住我哋睇下保罗点样定义呢个好消息嘅内容。
It's the good news of what?
呢个系咩嘅好消息呢？
The glory of Christ.
系荣耀基督。
One way to express the supreme good of the good news is to call it the good news of the glory of Christ.
咁一个方法去表达呢个咁好嘅好消息，就係话去称呢个好消息为基督荣耀。
Now, this is on slide 5, and I've said this in other messages prior. The biblical word glory is intricately interwoven with the word beauty.
咁喺其他嘅讲道，我都讲过呢个荣耀呢个字系联系到讲到呢个美丽、荣美。
So we could translate the middle verse 4 this way: the light of the good news of the beauty of Christ.
咁所以我哋可以去将佢翻译成为呢个好消息。是耶稣基督的荣耀，这个光。
In other words, Paul is saying, in news of God's single-handed triumph over sin, over death, over hell, Jesus Christ, the beauty of Christ shines more brightly than anywhere else.
换句话讲，保罗所讲的就是说，这个好消息神单方面的，他自己的，他胜过罪，是佢嘅圣洁嘅愤怒嘅里边，系胜过罪、死亡同埋地狱，系喺耶稣基督嘅里边，佢嘅荣美系一个光辉咁样去发出嚟。
And in verse 6, which George, if you don't mind, if you could, or Kwong, if you could just slide back to verse 6. In verse 6, Paul uses the same language with just a few changes.
咁喺第六节，保罗咧用住同一个嘅语言，只系有少少嘅改变。
Follow along with me, verse 6, For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
第六節他說那吩咐光從黑暗照出來的神已經照在我們心裡，叫我們得知神榮耀的光顯在耶穌基督的面上。
Did you notice the parallel between verse 4 and verse 6?
你看不看到第四和第六節的平衡中間？
Remember, we just focused in on the middle of verse 4, the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ.
記不記得我們剛才第四節講到基督的榮耀就是這個福音的光？
Now see the parallel in verse 6. We have what? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
而第六節我們看到就是說得知神榮耀的光顯在耶穌基督的面上。
Are these two different glories?
這是不是兩種不同的榮耀呢？
Probably not.
應該不是啦。
Look how Paul immediately qualifies each of them to show us they're one, they're deeply one, they're in the same.
你可以看看保羅怎樣立即就讓我們看到他們其實是一種一個榮耀。
In verse 4 he says,the glory of Christ, and adds, who is the image of God.
第四節他說基督榮耀是本來是神的像。
And in the verse 6, he says the glory of God, and adds, in the face of Jesus Christ.
而第六節他說神的榮耀呢，就是耶穌基督的面上面。
It's God's glory shining in the face of the incarnate second person, the Holy Trinity, the person of Christ.
他说神的荣耀是在这个道成肉身的基督，三位一体的第二位，在基督的面上面。
And as you'll see on slide 6, it's Christ's glory, because he's the very image of God.
基督的荣耀因为基督他本身是神的像。
So, the gospel is the good news of the beauty of Christ, because Christ is the very image of God.
所以这个福音是好消息，而这个消息是耶稣基督的美丽，而因为耶稣基督本身是神的像。
And the gospel is the good news of the beauty of God, because God himself shines forthIn what? The face of Jesus Christ.
而这个福音是好消息，因为神的荣美在耶稣基督的面上面去彰显。
These are not two glories or two beauties. They're one. One glory, one beauty.
这个不是两种的荣耀，而是一个单一样的，一个的荣耀，一个的荣美，美丽。
And that's what the Apostle Paul is trying to explain to us in 2 Corinthians 4.
所以保罗就在这节经文里面尝试去解释给我们看到。
Of all the good things that the gospel offers, the sum, the essence, the apex of them all is the gift of the beauty of God himself in Jesus Christ for our everlasting enjoyment.
所以这个好消息，这个福音最好的一件事就是因为神的礼物，而这个礼物就是神的荣美的自己在耶稣基督的里面。是给我们永远的去享受。
Again, that's all summarized in the middle of verse 4, the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
而在第四节的中间也都给我们解释，给我们看到这个好消息，这个福音就是神。
Now,
耶稣基督是他自己的形象。
As you'll see on slide 7, many of you are thinking, well, if you view the gospel that way, so what?What difference will it make for your faith, for your life?
如果你是这样看这个福音的时候，对于你的生命，你的信心有什么影响呢？
Well, what does it mean for your life that the greatest good of the good news is the gift of the beauty of God?
换句话说，这个福音里面最好的一件事就是耶稣基督神的荣美。作为一个礼物给你，对你的生命有什么影响呢？
Well, let me give you three suggestions, three responses.
让我们看看可以有三种的回应。
As you see on slide 7 in the middle there, first, it means that saving faith in the gospel of Jesus is not at the root a decision. It's not at the root a decision about his truth. It's a faith sight of his beauty.
首先得救的信心在 在耶稣基督的福音里面，并不是首先只是一个单单一个决定，决定他是不是真，而是要去看到神的美丽。
I'm not saying you don't make a conscious decision.
What I'm saying is, 我并不是说你不是做一个决定。
At its root, is not deciding, but seeing.
但我们说那个根源并不是说你怎样做决定，而是你要首先要看到。
Faith is at its root, seeing by faith the beauty of Christ in the gospel.
信心的根源就是要看到耶稣基督的美丽在这个福音里面去显出来。
It's a faith view of the glory of God.
这个就是用信心去看到神的荣耀。
You see, when you're confronted with infinite, all-satisfying beauty, the question is not what's your decision, right? The question is what do you see?
所以当你面对这个无限的美丽，一个使人到满足的美丽的基督的时候，问题不是说你的决定是在哪里，问题是说你究竟看不看到。
Right, when you're introduced, when you hear the spectacular news, right, the beautiful news, what do you see? Do you see Christ in Gospels beautiful, more glorious, more satisfying than anything else?
所以当你见到这个福音，听到这个福音的时候，首先你是不是看到这个福音的美丽，这个美丽，这个荣耀，这个使人满足的是不是超过所有其他的东西呢？
That's the question, right? What do you see? It's not what's your decision.
所以这个不是说你的决定在哪里。
You know, supposing in my younger days, I really blessed to be able to see the Mona Lisa, the painting. You know, as a very young person, I was able, one of my parents' friends paid for my trip to London, and I went to Paris as well, saw the Mona Lisa in the Louvre Museum in Paris, the great famous painting by Leonardo da Vinci.
咁我喺年轻嘅时候咧，我有幸能够去到法国里边去睇到达文西所画嘅蒙罗丽莎嘅真迹。
And suppose you go, you have that opportunity to go and to see the Mona Lisa.
咁如果你有机会去睇到呢幅画，蒙罗丽莎呢幅画嘅时候
，And most people would say it's a fine piece of, it's a masterpiece of art.
咁好多人会话呢个系一件好好嘅作品。
But suppose you go.Again, by the way, it's now behind a bulletproof glass because of some incidents where people tried to destroy it. Suppose you go see it and you find it boring.
咁啊，而家呢幅画咧用一个防弹嘅玻璃去包住佢。咁但系如果你去睇嘅时候，可能你会话，哎，好闷啊。
And so the person next to you in line, because there's always a line to see it, is viewing a painting as well, and they say, well.They say to you, well, what's your decision? Beautiful or boring?
咁如果喺你后面排队嗰个人，即系等住睇幅画嗰人，可能会问你，哦，你嘅决定系乜嘢？系靓定系无聊啊？
Well, you think about that question and you say, you know, seeing something's beautiful is not a decision.
咁可能你就会去谂下，哦，去睇一啲美丽嘅嘢，并唔系话一个做一个决定。
You'll say to that person, it doesn't work like that.
你跟一个人说，哦，看这幅画不是这样看的。
And I think you agree with me, to say that you see something is beautiful when you don't, that's hypocrisy.
那如果你看到，你说看到一些东西是美丽，但是其实你觉得不美丽的时候，这个就是假冒为善，这个虚伪。
Or to put it more plainly, that's outright lying.
换句话讲，直接一点就是讲大话。
You either see something is beautiful or you don't.
你一系就睇到佢系美丽，一系就你睇唔到。
I can't decide to see something as beautiful that I see as boring.
我唔可以去睇，当我觉得有啲嘢系好闷嘅时候，我唔可以话我决定佢系美丽。
Now I can decide to study art and maybe, you know, things might change.
可能我可以决定去修读美术。
And then, maybe years later, someday I'll see the painting is beautiful.
可能几年之后我会觉得这个油画是很美丽。
But I can't just decide to see it as beautiful.
但是我不可以单单的就说我决定它是美丽。
And do you see the correlation in the illustration?
Faith, 你看不看到个关系呢?
Faith at its root is not deciding, it's seeing. Seeing the beauty of the Christ in the gospel and marveling at the beauty.
所以信心它的根基就是不是说要决定而是首先你要看到耶稣基督的美丽在这个福音里面你去诧异于它的美丽。
And whether you see the beauty as beauty has to do with the condition of your eyes and your soul.
咁对于你睇唔睇到佢系美丽，就系完全在乎于你嘅眼睛同埋你嘅灵魂嘅状况。
Do you have the eyes and the soul to detect, to sense, perceive, taste the presence of beauty?
咁你有冇呢个眼睛同埋灵魂去察觉到、去触觉、感觉、去尝到呢个美丽嘅存在
？That's what Paul's proposing to you. When you're presented with spectacular news, which is beauty, do you see it？
所以保罗讲咧，就系话当呢个福音摆喺你嘅面前，你有冇睇到佢嘅美丽？
If you do, you'll sense, see, and savor because you'll know that it's beautiful.
如果你睇到嘅时候，你就会感觉到、触觉到，你会去尝到佢嘅美丽。
And if you don't see, you won't. It doesn't mean anything to you.
如果你睇唔到嘅时候咧，你就唔会咁样做，因为对佢嚟讲
，Do you understand?
对你嚟讲系冇意思嘅。
Deciding means nothing.It means nothing.
要决定并不代表什么。
You can decide all kinds of things about your life.
你可以在生命里面你做很多的决定。
But deciding doesn't make you see things.
但你决定一些东西并不能够帮助你去看到这些。
But once you do see, you see the beauty of the Christ. You see the beauty of the gospel.That it is truly spectacular news, it will be the supreme treasure of your life.
但是当你睇到呢个福音嘅美丽，耶稣基督嘅美丽嘅时候，呢样嘢就变成咗你生命上面最重要、最宝贵嘅嘢。
Otherwise, you're a liar. You're a hypocrite.
如果唔系，你只系一个撒谎者，你系一个假冒伪善嘅。
The psalmist, this is on slide 8, says.In Psalm 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
诗人在诗篇34:8，他说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
You know, Jonathan Edwards, a famous pastor, many generations ago, many think,America's greatest theologian, he proclaimed that without the new sense of divine things, we're spiritually blind.
咁喺过去啊，美国历史里边一位好大伟大嘅神学家爱德华兹，佢曾经话过，佢话如果我哋冇一个对于属灵嘅事物有一个新嘅触觉嘅时候，我哋就系属灵上边系盲嘅，系眼嘅。
Without this new sense, we may know about God's truth.You know, even be an expert at the scriptures, but we cannot truly experience God's beauty.
如果你冇呢个新嘅触觉嘅时候，我哋可能会知道一啲关于神嘅真理，甚至乎喺圣经上边成为一个专家，但系我哋并唔能够真真正正经历到神嘅美丽。
And I've used Edward's analogy before, but he compares this to the difference between knowing that honey is sweet and actually.Tasting that it's sweet.
佢用呢个比喻，我以前都用过，就系话，就系嗰个分别在于你知道蜜糖系甜，同埋你真真正正尝到佢系甜嗰个分别。
And in a similar way, we can only truly experience God's truth when we are regenerated and given a new sense to perceive the divine.
就是我们当我们真正是重生的时候，我们能够得到一个对于属灵事物的新的触觉的时候，我们才能够真正经历到神的真理。
Maybe you grew up in a church and you sang this song as a young person. I know I have. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
我们以前小个都可能会唱过这首诗歌，我们以前都唱过。他说我已经决定要跟随耶稣，永不回转，永不回转。
Now that song is okay. I have no problems with that.
那这首歌都 okay 的。
But here's what Paul is saying is missing.
但是神的教导在当中是少了一些。
And it's on slide 8, paragraph 2. Before and beneath that decision, something far deeper has happened to you.
就是说在你做这个决定之前还有更深层的东西，有一样东西是发生了先。
And at the root of that faith, there was first a seeing, an opening of the eyes by faith.
就在这个信心的根源的里面，首先就是你去看到，是藉着信心去看到。
And what Paul's teaching in 2 Corinthians 4 and elsewhere is, if there's no seeing, there's no deciding.
保罗的教导就是说，如果你看不到的时候，就无从去做决定。
With the eyes of your heart, the core of your being, you have to say, I see him as beautiful. I see the gospel spectacular news.
就在你心里面的眼睛，你去说你看到这个福音的美丽，看到这个好消息是几咁好。
And that is why many Christians have responded, I will follow him. I will go anywhere for him.
所以很多基督徒能够去回应说，我一定会跟随耶稣基督，无论他去哪里。
It's because they've seen his beauty.
因为他看到他的美丽。
And that's the first difference it makes in your life.
这个就是在你生命上面第一个的分别，做出的分别。
Truly believe that this is the greatest news of good news, and the good of the good news is the gift of the beauty of God in Christ.
如果你相信这个耶稣基督的好消息，最好的东西就是神的荣美在耶稣基督的里面做一个礼物给我们。
And that first response to why we preach and sing confronts you with this question.
所以就是我们为什么要去宣讲和去歌唱这个福音。
Do you today have this saving faith in the gospel of the glory of Christ?
今天你有没有这个得救的信心，相信耶稣基督这个福音是耶稣基督的美丽？
At the root of the matter, have you seen him by faith as more beautiful than anything else?
就是你是否能够藉着信心去看到他比任何一切的东西都更加美丽？
That's a question you've got to answer.
这个就是你要回答的问题。
But secondly, in reply to why do we preach and sing, it means that the deepest problem every human has is our bentness against God or our so-called blindness to glory.
第二就是说，那个最深的问题，人最深的问题就是我们敌挡神。我们对神的荣耀我们看不到，我们黑眼。
Let me put it this way. What makes sin so hopeless and makes us helpless is that sin is not only rebellion, but blindness.
罪为什么是这么盼望呢？使我们这么无助呢？又因为罪是不单只是敌挡神，而是黑眼。
By that I mean we're not only stubborn,in exalting self over God, our stubbornness creates a stupor, a blankness, a daze that cannot see the beauty of the gospel.
我们不单只是固执于我们将自己抬高过神，而是我们的固执是使到我们是完全看不到这个福音的美丽。
George Kwong, if you don't mind, if you could go back to verse 4, 2 Corinthians 4, 4.
我们再看第四节。
You'll see there, again, the God of this world, I'm going to break this down a bit, the God of this world has blinded, and this is crucial, what did he blind? What does it say there? He blinded the minds. Notice it's the mind. You see that? The mind that's blind.
他说此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了，弄瞎了什么呢？就是心眼。
You see, that means you still have eyes to see the facts. You can see the facts of the gospel. But something's gone wrong, says Paul, with the mind.
即是说你有眼睛去看到福音那个事实，那些事实，但是有些东西错了，就是说你的心眼是看不到。
And according to Paul, what has gone wrong with the mind? It's the facts don't shine. The facts don't shine with the truth of Christ's glory.
就是说我们的心里面，我们得不到神基督的荣耀的真理光照。
Completing the verse, let me pick up where I left off. The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing.The light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
他说不信之人被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照住他们。
As you'll see on slide 10, what makes our sinful condition so devastating is that we're blind. We're blind to divine glory, blind to the beauty of Christ in the gospel.
我们的罪性为什么是使我们这么无盼望呢？就是因为我们黑眼看，使到我们黑眼看不到耶稣基督荣耀的光
辉。That means we can look right at it, reading it in the Bible, or hearing it preached, or singing it, and see nothing glorious.
我们可以去看着，去读这个圣经，去听到这个宣讲，我们可以唱。但我们可能我们也都看不到他几咁荣耀。
Again, what kind of blindness is this?
咁呢个系咩嘅黑眼？
It's not a blindness that keeps you from seeing objective facts, the facts of the gospel.
呢个黑眼并唔系话阻止我哋睇唔到一啲嘅客观嘅事实，
right?
譬如福音嘅事实。
The facts of the life and death of Christ, or the facts that the devil can see very clearly, the facts.
嗰个事实。就是耶稣基督的生命或者是死亡，撒旦也都可以看到这些事实。
It's not a blindness that keeps you from thinking, maybe even thinking so impressively that you excel at what you do.
或者这个黑眼可能并不是使到你不能够去思想到一个地步，你是在你做的事里面是很厉害。
No, Paul is very specific. He says, you are blind to the light.Of glory of Christ, the image of God.
保罗好清楚嘅讲俾我哋听，就系话我哋嘅黑眼系使我哋睇唔到耶稣基督荣耀嘅光。呢个耶稣基督系神嘅像。
You don't see him as all satisfying.
你睇唔到佢几咁能够满足你。
It's a blindness to his infinite beauty and the value, the precious value of his divine glory.
这个黑眼使我们看不到它那么美丽，多么荣耀。
You see, our blindness is rooted in our rebellion.
我们的黑眼是源于我们对神的敌挡。
And Jesus himself makes it absolutely clear, and I have this on slide 11, John 3, 19 and 20.
不是，约翰福音三章十九至到二十节，耶稣讲得很清楚。
And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people...loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed.
他的光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来就光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
You see, the root of our blindness is not that we're victims of darkness, but you know what it says? We're lovers of darkness.
我们黑眼的根源 并唔系因为我哋系呢个黑暗嘅受害者，而系我哋系喜爱呢个黑暗。
Again, the root of our blindness is not that we're hindered from the light, but that we are haters of the light.
而呢个黑眼嘅根源，并唔系话我哋被人遮挡咗睇唔到光，而系话我哋系唔中意呢个光，我哋恨光。
And you know that as you examine your life.
当你审视你嘅生命嘅时候，你就知道。
Because we love the darkness of doing it our way.
因为我哋知，我哋中意呢个黑暗，佢哋做嘅嘢系我哋中意做。
Right, just because God says something, you know, we try to compromise that.
神叫我哋做一啲嘢，但系我哋尝试去改变或者系唔去做。
And so we don't really know, we don't really see.The all-satisfying beauty of the Christ.
而且我哋睇唔到耶稣基督嘅美丽几咁使我哋能够使我哋满足。
And so that's the second response or implication of the truth that the greatest good of the good news is the gift of the beauty of God in Christ.
呢个就系点样去回应神嗰个福音最好嘅地方，就系将耶稣基督神嘅荣美俾我哋。
Again, it confronts you with the reality that the deepest problem we all have is not just rebellion against the authority of God, but blindness to the beauty of God.
就是那个问题的根源，每一个人的根源不单只是敌挡神，而是我们看不到神的荣美，我们黑眼。
But as you'll see on the next slide, slide 12, thirdly, believing that the greatest good of the good news is the gift of the beauty of God in Christ means that your conversion to Jesus is a miracle of God's gift, a spiritual sight.
而第三，我哋相信嗰个福音系就系话我哋知道我哋去悔改跟随耶稣系神俾我哋嘅礼物，一个神迹。
Your salvation is a miracle.
你的救恩是一个神迹。
And that's what Paul's explaining in verse 6.
第六节保罗去解释。
And that's the remedy that God has provided to the blindness of verse 4.
这个是神对付我们这个黑暗的问题的解决方法。
And Paul portrays God as doing the same kind of thing he did when the world began, when God created the world, light out of darkness.
保罗所讲的就好像神在起初创世时所做的，就是将这个光去照入黑暗里面。
It's really a parallel similarity when God calls light out of darkness. He shines the light of salvation into our hearts.
同样的，神将这个光去照入我们的心里面，去好像就是神将这个救恩给我们。
He gives us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ in our hearts.
他使我们去知道神这个荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Now, do you recall the time when Jesus asked the disciples, Who do you say that I am?
你记唔记得耶稣有一次问佢嘅门徒，佢话你知唔知道啲人话我系边一个咧
？And you can be sure that Judas, one of the disciples who betrayed Jesus, didn't answer.
你可以想象到犹大并冇去回答
，because Judas never saw Jesus as beautiful.
因为犹大并冇睇到耶稣基督系美丽嘅。
Right, Judas was a thief. He loved money. He loved power.
因为犹大是一个贼，他喜欢金钱，他喜欢权力。
And you know what? Jesus wasn't beautiful to Judas, but he was useful to Judas.
耶稣基督对于犹大来讲并不美丽，但是耶稣对于犹大来讲是有用。
And we're all tempted to just find Jesus as useful.
那对于我们来讲，我们都有时我们会觉得耶稣基督是有用。
Do you see why it's so important then to understand what Paul is telling us here?
所以我们要明白保罗所讲的是什么意思。
See by faith, Jesus has the all-surpassing beauty, so he's not just useful to you.
就是算信心去看到耶稣基督是超过一切的美丽，而不是只是对你有用。
You know, Peter in the New Testament was impulsive and impetuous.
新約聖經裡面，這個彼得是一個很急躁、很衝動的人。
But in Matthew 16:16, Peter was a great lover of the beauty of Christ.
但是在馬太福音16:16節，他讓我們看到彼得是很愛神，看到耶穌基督的美麗。
And this is comforting for us because he didn't really fully understand this beauty.
他並沒有完全地去明白這個美麗是什麼。
So in Matthew 16:16, Peter answers, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
但彼得他回答，他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And when Jesus heard those words, he didn't hear them merely as information that Peter had.
所以当耶稣听到的时候，并没有只是听到说彼得是得到这个资讯。
Because Satan himself knows that Jesus is the Christ.
因为同样撒旦都有个资讯，他知道耶稣是基督。
Satan himself knows that Jesus is the Son of God. He knows that Jesus is the living God.
撒旦也都知道耶稣是永生神的儿子。
No, what Jesus heard from Peter was, "You are the one we've been waiting for all these years. And Jesus, you fulfill our very hopes."
耶稣听到彼得所讲的，就是说彼得说，你是那位我一路等待的，你是那位去成全了我们的盼望的那一位。
Peter's response is, "You're like, Jesus, you're like no other wisdom, no other power, no other grace, no other beauty."
彼得所讲的就是说，耶稣你是那一位超过所有的智慧，超过所有的权力，超过所有的恩典和美丽的那一位。
And what Peter is saying to Jesus is, "We love you, and we'll follow you anywhere."
彼得就是说，我们爱你，我们无论你去哪里，我们都会跟随你。
Because your beauty has mastered us.
因为你的美丽已经是掌管了我们。
And what you see on our last slide is Jesus' response to what Peter was saying.
彼得跟着耶稣怎样去回应彼得所讲的呢？
"Blessed are you, Simon Barjona," again, the name for Peter, "for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
耶稣对他讲话， 西门巴约拿，即是彼得的名，他说你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。Will
you ask God the Father today to show you the beauty of Christ?
你今天会不会求天父去给你看到耶稣基督的美丽呢？
And may you also hear Jesus' blessed words.
愿意你都听到耶稣基督这样祝福你。
For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
他说不是属血肉的指示你，乃是我在天上的父指示你。
If you do that, then you're on your way. You're on your way to see, to know about this beauty and to see it in its fullness.
如果你这样做的时候，你就会看到耶稣基督的美丽，和
Father, we thank you for your word and do ask that you would seal these truths into our hearts today.
天父，我们感谢你的话语，求主你的真理是印在我们的心里面。
Father, if I've said anything that is not in line with your word, I pray that your people here would forget about it.
天父，如果我们讲了一些不合乎你圣经真理的事，我们求你让你的子民是忘记了它。
But if this is true, if this is what your word says, I pray that you convict us and that we would go to you and ask to see more and more of the beauty of Christ.
但如果你是真的，是你想我们听到的，我们求主你去感动我们，叫我们去更加求，多些求，让我们看到你的美丽。
For that truth will help us to face anything and to go anywhere for you.
因为这个真理能够帮助我们面对任何的事，帮助我们是去哪里都能够跟随你。
And will give us glimpses of joy even now, despite difficult circumstances.
纵使在困难的时候，我们仍然能够看到当中的喜乐。
And we'll know about that full joy when the Lord Jesus comes for us again.
而当耶稣基督再来的时候，我们就能够完全的去在里面有喜乐。
May we see that today, in Jesus' name, Amen.
帮助你今日睇到，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。